Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to return your oral senses to a great masterpiece by Ray Vaughan Williams and five poems of the spirit by another grand composer from England, Sir Edward Burstow. The voices of the Clare College, Cambridge, with Timothy Brown on the podium, opened this visit with The Souls of the Righteous by Vaughan Williams, as he set words from The Wisdom of Solomon, Chapter 3. Next are five poems of the spirit completed in 1944 by Sir Edward Burstow. In a letter to Dr. Francis Jackson dated August 17, 1943, Burstow writes that the dean had chosen a set of religious poems that he wants me to set in a suite for solo and chorus. He goes on to say that I've worked at the six songs of the spirit and have set them for baritone solo and chorus. One has women's chorus, one none at all, one with all chorus, and two are mixed. With the assistance of Sir Ernest Bullock, who orchestrated the last three movements, they were published 8 years after Burstow's death. David Hill conducts. The titles are Come, Love Name, O Lord, in me there lieth not praise, Purse and Script, and L'Envoi.
Thank you. Thank you. not sin devour thy fold, bragging that thy blood is cold, that thy flesh hath lost his food, and thy cross is common wood.
Those were the five songs of the Spirit composed by Sir Edward Bairstow in 1943 and 44. The baritone soloist was Roderick Williams. You also heard the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, with the Britten Sinfonia conducted by David Hill. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. Dona Nobis Pacem by Ray Vaughan Williams was premiered in 1936 and opens with a heart-rending cry as the soprano voice offers an apprehensive Agnus Dei, and the chorus joins in a fervent cry for peace. Beat, Beat, Drums is based on a poem from Drum Taps of the poetry by Walt Whitman, people being swept into war's unremitting violence. Reconciliation transcends the threatening atmosphere with a stringing bittersweet moment and is set like a lullaby from another Walt Whitman poem. Next comes The Dirge for Two Veterans, which is a moonlit scene very different from what you would expect. It is a mother portrayed by the moon as she watched over the funeral march for her son and husband who were killed together in war. The text of The Angel of Death is from renowned English orator John Bright's 1855 lament to the House of Commons about the technically advanced, militarily incompetent Crimean War, which killed 600,000. The last movement compiles a number of wise biblical sayings urging communal action for peace. The music reflects the amount of strength that is required to lay down arms. The Glory to God climax has a cell place, familiarity, asks for righteousness and peace instead of war. This recording was originally done in 1974 and features Sheila Armstrong soprano, John Carroll Case baritone, the London Philharmonic Choir and Orchestra, all guided by Sir Adrian Bolt. This is Dona Nobis Pacem by Ray Vaughan Williams.
Thank you. notre land. You may almost hear the beating of his wings. There is no one as of old to sprinkle with blood the lintel and the two side posts of our doors, that he may spare and pass on. Thank you.
You have just heard Dona Nobis Pacem by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Sir Adrian Bolt was in charge with Sheila Armstrong soprano, John Carroll Case baritone, along with the London Philharmonic Choir prepared by John Aldist and the Philharmonic Orchestra. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Dona Nobis Pacem and Five Songs of the Spirit, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for the new and the old greatness of the vocal and choral art. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.